It's episode 5. We're talking real estate in the city, some deliberate product placement, and some international news and gossip, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Dance, Ronnie, dance.
I mean, a little, but you picked a better song, so I'm with that.
Are you throwing some Taylor shade?
I didn't like the last song, so I'm not expected to dance if I don't like it. Don't you like an honest opinion?
Yes, yes, yes. All right, so he doesn't like Taylor Swift.
But I do love SZA, though.
All right.
Yeah, but we can like never SZA, do right? Taylor again. Stay on SZA, stay on McGill, like stay on Frank Ocean, stay in that vibe. Even Britney would have been okay, and I don't like Britney, but...
Britney is the queen. I'm wearing a Britney Spears t-shirt. It is Thursday, and yeah, I'm wearing a Britney Spears t-shirt.
Brit.
Let's dive in. We're doing the Real Housewives of New York City after show. Thank you and welcome. We have so much for you tonight. We're going to do a Twitter segment. We're going to do some international news and gossip. And of course, we're talking about these ladies. Mm-hmm. They never disappoint. Episode 5, T for Tat. Let's jump right in. It's Thanksgiving in the city. I can sense it. And all the ladies are doing something by themselves. We open up with each
What's
one
your name?
Oh, I'm Leon. Oh my God, I'm sorry.
I just forgot what you were.
Yeah, I totally
forgot. I didn't want to call you Hey You.
We were just so into this song. You guys, right. As always, my name is Leon Castillo. Follow me, Hollywood Leon, and my panel, of course.
Oh my gosh, that was funny. Ronnie Jr., hello, hello, hello.
Hey guys, Chelsea Stark Jones. Let's get into it.
We're like a big dysfunctional view. We're like the view panel, but just really dysfunctional.
They're always dysfunctional too, so it's okay.
Yeah, so now that you know who we are, let's dive right in. Yeah, so the ladies are just running around the city. Ramona's at Sur La Table buying an espresso machine, mm-hmm. giving way too much information out, making people uncomfortable. Yeah, she's talking about Henry Bendel's, which I personally have never heard of this store, but I'm not going to pretend to be some rich kid. I don't know about you.
No, it's not about being rich, but it is next to like the St. Regis by the Trump Tower. It's right off of, right below 57th Street. And there may be other locations, but I'm pretty sure that's the one she went to, which is right below, right under the Upper East Side.
Yes. Huh? I'm sure it was by the St. Regis.
Yeah, she lives off of, I think she lives off 63rd. So yeah, it's right in that same hood.
That's fine. I'm more of a Barney's kind of guy then. Yeah, so Ramona and Ramona's walking around talking about pesto and kissing people. But she's saying she's going to have a Christmas shopping party. So that's kind of what sets out the whole theme to this episode. And Tinsley's getting her hair done, coloring it. But what sticks out in the first 8 minutes of this episode is Sonia and Bethany. You know, they've never been so close, especially this last season when Bethany basically went off on her for copying and everything. It was really nice to see that there's this new friendship developing and that Bethany gets her, you know?
I still don't get her. So it was nice that someone did.
Oh, I love Sonia.
I mean, she's sweet. She's funny. But I was thinking about it on my way here, her whole thing about the Tinsley thing or whatever. So she's upset that Tinsley lived with her, even though she had money not to live with her.
I mean, I don't think we're going to ever fully get her actual, like, real feelings. Okay. But I think Bethany had a point. When she starts spouting off other stuff, it kind of dilutes the purpose.
Yeah, for sure.
I think she was just saying, look, if you're going to throw money around, don't make it seem like you were at my house by choice, like, yeah. or by prisoner. Like,
yeah.
You could have been at a hotel, but you chose to stay with me. So don't act like it was a burden or it was like a really bad place to stay.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, her anger did stem in the, you're making it look like I was a horrible, welcoming committee type situation. Yet this person stayed with me. That person stayed
exactly.
with me. But it is like Bethany says, you'll get this in 140 characters because you're not saying actually that. Like, we forget what else you say the moment you go to another topic. Yeah. So,
and you were kind of rude all of last season,
yeah.
Sonia.
Yeah.
Like, even though I get you right now, like, I get what you're saying. Like, it only took 3 episodes and all this fighting for we to really get down to it, you were kind of rude all... like, last season, the way she treated Tinsley was total mean girl status.
It was very mean girl. And I mean, but it is nice to see someone finally in her corner. And I Absolutely. Thought it was nice with Bethany, like, actually reaching out and mm-hmm. saying, you know, she seems like the girl with the bad food at the end of the cafeteria table. Like,
even, the leper.
It's time for someone to sit.
So yeah, like, even though they've had issues, too. Yeah. I mean, when exactly. Sonya came along... Sonya just does the same thing over and over. I love it. It's great for reality TV. But she comes along with Bethany. She kind of develops her own mm-hmm. skinny girl adjacent, you know, but like you said, I do think it is really great that at least Bethany could say, yeah. well, damn it, man, no one's really with her. I'll at least try to yeah. guide her yeah. and teach her. And it looked like, for better lack of any other knowledge, like it looked like Sonya tried to understand. Or do you guys think she totally did the same thing and let it go over her head?
No, I think there's a sense of clarity right now. You know, Sonya's juicing. Even though she's still acting a little nutty, you know, she's not drinking. So there is a sense of clarity there. And I feel like I just like the way that they're interacting, because when Bethany goes after you, you know, especially mm-hmm. when it's the truth really hurts.
Yeah.
You know, we're obviously going to see something developing with her and Dorinda later in the season. And we all know about Dorinda's little dirty martini problem. So... that's kind of what I'm talking about. Like, when Bethany attacks, it hurts. So when yeah. she attacks Sonya, even though she totally deserved it and all of that sort of stuff, and she was copying and all that, it still kind of stung. And coming from Bethany, who is so powerful, mm-hmm. it's really nice to see Bethany pick her up and go, look, you don't have to sit at the end of the table. Tell me what's going on. And she's like, I get you. And that yeah. was just nice to see. That's all I'm saying about it.
And I think, too, with Sonya, it's like, I think she's better one-on-one mm-hmm. as opposed to being around all the girls. Like, then I think she starts to get flustered or starts to feel, like, maybe a little defensive. So, like,
exactly.
And she doesn't have to, like, fight for her point to get across. When it's just her and someone else, it's easier for her to, like, have a conversation with somebody.
Agreed.
Exactly. And, you know, let's talk about the light side of this conversation. The real estate was incredible.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And there was several real estate moments. We'll talk about Lou and Dorinda's real estate spectacular as well. But, you know, Bethany's apartment is amazing.
To die for? Would Sonya say she's having a female wet dream?
I would have
said she peed a little bit. Yeah.
I do believe that she peed a little. I believe it.
I believe we peed a little, like, while watching the episode. Like, no, oh my gorgeous. God.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah.
I think the fun part, too, is, like, to actually rebuild something and have it all your own. Like,
exactly.
it's this building, but it's going to have her own personal touch.
Personality,
on it. Like,
yeah.
And what Sonya say? She's smart about it, but she's doing it with love or something like that.
For her,
like,
and Bryn.
Yeah, it's very
like
sweet.
A new chapter.
Yeah.
And it almost instantly made me think about, like, old Bethany season one. And not for nothing, Bethany season one wasn't, like,
yeah.
struggling.
She's come so far.
You know, 1,000%. She was still doing good at that time. But, yeah, just to have that moment of reflection. Like, at one point, this was as far as I went. My walls went from, you know, mm-hmm. this dimension to that dimension. And now you have, you know, all damn near all of that in a closet. I mean, it really did make you feel a sense of pride for anyone who's been in a struggle and have accomplished something. So,
yeah, Bethany has come a long way. Lou and Dorinda, they're doing some real estate as well. And Dorinda's like, maybe I'll get a place. Like, look at this stuff. She's looking around. I wasn't crazy about the beginning of that apartment, like when you saw the kitchen and you saw their hand towels. I wasn't crazy about that. But the living room with the bookshelf was absolutely beautiful.
It
that was
gorgeous.
Awesome.
I still, like, I was, when they were doing their apartment hunting, I was like, yeah, this doesn't compare well to Bethany.
Exactly.
I still like the location, though. Like, being off Riverside mm-hmm. Drive and having that view, I think it was, what, 16th story? Or was I wrong about
16,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but, something like that.
And having a view out to the Hudson. I don't know if that one had a terrace, though, so that would have been a problem.
No, she said it didn't.
Okay, then that was...
I need a terrace.
Yeah.
I mean, some of us can't afford a terrace, but if a Luann could afford a terrace, yeah, you definitely want that.
I need a terrace for some late-night smoking, if you know what I mean. but you know what, though? Luann is looking for a fully furnished apartment. She's looking to just come in and hang her clothes up.
And hang that hat.
Yeah, and, like, I kind of am totally down with that. But not everything. I don't want everything fully furnished. I want some of
See, well, that was another thing about the apartment, the condo, whatever that she's looking at. It's horribly decorated. Yeah. So it's like, I would not want to move into this.
I mean, unless it's brand new.
Yeah, no, it has to be.
And Jeff Lewis was in there.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Well designed, and then I'll be like, okay, yeah. I don't want to deal with all the drama and all that stuff of decorating.
But. Well, it seems like Dorinda's had some time to process this, and now that she's processed this whole thing with Sonia and her, it's getting, like, really, really deep. She's, like, you know, talking about the next day, the bulldozer, like, you can go to lunch the next day, like, I couldn't. I had to go do this. And, like, when you do compare stuff like this, of course, it's, like, totally apples and oranges. And there was a lot of comparisons throughout this episode with the death and divorce and death and breakups with Carol and Luann. I mean, this episode had a lot of themes to it. She told, you know, she compared Ramona to a snake. You know, she said, Ramona, you just got to grab that snake and shake it, shake it.
She definitely had a lot of harsh words still lingering and emotions over the whole Hamptons trip. I still feel like you can't compare the two. Like, it's just not fair.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm wrong on this, but I feel like Dorinda was the one that originally compared the two. And Sonia just kind of went with it. But, like, she brought it up. So why are you upset? Like,
Dorinda threw out the bait a little bit. And so Dorinda's never going to... She's never going to be wrong because she has the higher ultimate, like, mic drop moment.
It's just not fair. And yeah. I don't understand why she continues to, like...
Well, she's been mad at Sonia. And she's like, every time I see her, I'm going to, like, bring this up.
Yeah,
and it's just becoming, like, I get the comparison and we totally agree with you. That being said, you're being super toxic.
Yeah, it's just it's starting to get petty.
Yeah,
you know, and it just doesn't look good.
Even in the apartment when they were talking, it was a lot.
Yeah, no,
like charged up. Dorinda.
It was usually like we can be down with that because the Tito's is like fueling.
It's funny, yeah.
And there's some like and we comedic
like,
aspect.
We
to
like
it.
Dorinda because she goes that hard a lot of times, but then she also is very loving. But right now we're not seeing that dichotomy, and I think that's really. What makes it confusing. I didn't even know we were going to spend time talking about that clip, really. Because it does seem a little bit like we've already seen it last episode. And it's carrying over. Yeah. And it looks like it's going to carry over again. It needs to simmer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when when Dorinda was talking about Ramona, you know, I'm sorry, but Luann is my favorite. And I'm going to do some justice for Lou. Like, she's been through a lot, especially with Ramona. So I feel like Luann can relate when it comes to Ramona just really ousting you and just... treating you like dirt. We're going to get to that later. But before we get into that, I'm going to tell you guys about a new podcast that comes out every Friday on iTunes. It's Maria Menounos' podcast. It's called Conversations with Maria Menounos. It's hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity influencer interviews from health and witness to career and relationships. From health and finances, let Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Go to iTunes and subscribe. Let them know that the Real Housewives of New York City panel sent them. Give them a little thumbs up and a subscribe and a comment. Let them know that you're going to listen and like Conversations with Maria Menounos every Friday, available on iTunes.
And what is not to like if it's free? Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
It's actually available on all podcasts, but get it on iTunes. iTunes is the main one. Before we do that, let's talk about our little Twitter segment we're going to do. We're doing a new segment. We're going to give some Twitter shout-outs, and we're also going to give some shout-outs to the people in the chat watching. We love you guys. Keep the comments coming. We think you guys are great, and we really, really appreciate you guys. So we're going to talk about the girls tweeting out some stuff, and our new segment called the Twitter Sphere. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with you both.
Me?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Let's pull out our phones because we're going to talk about some tweets and shout out some people.
I feel like when we pull out our phones, we have to be like brought to you by something. This is like a perfect sponsorship opportunity.
Well, Apple, please, send us some phones.
Hey, come on. Pay us.
Well, getting right back to the whole Dorinda nastiness, we're going to start with that. First of all, Sonia tweeted, "I will be devastated when my ex passes as well. We had a wonderful marriage, and for reasons neither of us could control, the bottom fell out." And then Dorinda replies, "His other three ex-wives and current wife of 8 years will be devastated as well. #RHONY. What?
Oh my God, the fighting words are out.
I mean,
I think Sonia was trying to throw out a sentimental tweet, like, you know, I'm going to be so upset when my husband passes, and...
Yes, and then Dorinda just goes ahead and he got three ex-wives.
Dorinda's been drinking.
He's currently, she has. But you know what? I didn't actually think about this. So her ex-husband's currently married. So how horrible would it be for his current wife to hear his ex-wife talking about how great their marriage was? I'm like, no. Like, that's just messy,
It
right?
obviously wasn't that great because you guys broke up.
Yes. Yeah, and I think she pays it no mind. She's
yeah, like, something happened.
It's just like, it's petty. Like, she lives married, a little on Delusional Island. On. Like, you should move on.
So that was Dorinda and Sonia that sent out those tweets.
Dorinda and Sonia, yes. Sonia, so we're shouting out, replying to Sonia.
We're shouting out the housewives here. Ronnie?
I don't know if mine's as good as that, because that was great. This was Amy was Phillips, messy. Of course. We always talk about Amy Phillips. It's saying, with her many voices, I've been watching Real Housewives of New York for so long that I recognize the party people in the background.
Yes!
Which makes me laugh, because I think, was I telling you? I was telling you earlier, I go back and watch season one.
Yeah.
And there are, like, a lot of familiarities, even a couple familiar storylines that they assume we forgot. So that really kind of spoke to me that.
It's that yes. Liza looking so impersonator, she's like at Ramona's lunches all the time.
Yeah.
Right. I recognized
it's
her.
It's not just Missy always in the background. Yeah. Like, it's actually other people who and have IMDb credits at this point.
Like, and, like, the occasional messy gays that are drinking in the background.
Yeah.
There's a couple people. My tweet goes out to at Love NDC. I really enjoy interacting with her on Twitter. She tweeted, "Did we just get a Nivea ad in the middle of Real Housewives of New York City?"
That's what I was saying.
It's totally true. I'm like, what is this?
I noticed it before they even like brought up the lotion. I was like, oh, Nivea. Like, Nivea it was just very right on the kitchen counter. Yeah. Like, what? She's like, oh, my hands are dry.
It was Tinsley. That was really bad acting. And don't give me any comments about Tinsley. Okay, she's just not really bringing it.
No,
let's talk about Tinsley, though. And Tinsley is, she made the weirdest sound I've ever heard. She looked beautiful in her red dress, but that was hilarious. Even later when Carol was like, I'm sure she's playing it cool.
God,
like,
no. Oh, my God.
That sound.
It was just too much. And what I do feel you have like, to say?
When Tinsley talked to Carol early in the episode, she talked about label.
Oh, my God.
And I was going to ask you guys this, too, because I think I missed it or I read it wrong. But it makes sense. Because Tinsley talks about labels so much, I thought at the beginning of the season she was explaining that Scott is a no-go. Like, it's done, it's over. Obviously, they have some feelings. But because she's so quick to put a label that they're severed, you know, this relationship... It's been weird that every episode we get more Tinsley, like, trying to get back with Scott. But I didn't read it that way.
No, episode one, she
thought it was
said,
over.
No. She still had hope.
Yeah, she said they just hadn't talked in a couple months or something.
Like, I don't know if it's the desperation about her.
Yeah, there is something off
like,
about
and just,
it.
And that going back to the conversation with her and Carol, the whole boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, it's just the, like...
She
useful ignorance that like really bothers me about her, I think, is what it is.
Well, you're gonna do labels
so dingy and too like we're not in high school.
You're gonna do labels if you don't have a job, like, you know what I mean? Most people are out there working. She doesn't have like that type of situation, so that's why
I agree with that. You're bored out of your mind.
Yeah, like all you have to say is like, oh yeah, I would love a relationship with him.
Or even when she's
gonna be boyfriend,
but I just feel like get to know him, because. Even when they're with him and they're hugging and they're embracing, like, there's awkwardness. And I'm sure it has to do with that there's a 15-foot camera right next to you.
I feel like he's nervous about the camera.
But even in the car, there's no camera in the car. There's GoPros. Like, you can't even see them. They're driving fast through the city. Like, when they're calling the mom, there was just awkward moments.
That's another. Why are you calling your mother?
Thank you.
why are we doing
that
this?
That was a very snoozable moment.
I don't understand that.
What are we doing? Like, you haven't seen him for 2.5 months and you won't call your mother? Like,
and
wait,
you better go to Chicago. Yes, like, you don't got no job. Like Ronnie said,
I just don't get it. I was like, I would never call my mom in that situation.
This was filler for a lot of people. What? I mean, we're trying to be nice to Tinsley, but it was definitely filler.
Yeah, exactly. And guys,
the conversation with the mom was like,
I feel like the mom is more cooler than Tinsley.
Yes. Okay, but I love
Tinsley. Tinsley does look cute. I'll give her that. She's
I'm
very attractive.
So on the dog from the ex-girlfriend.
I was dying. She's like, Mom, you can't put that on the stocking.
That was funny.
At least Scott was like, hey, yeah, you can, I want a stocking.
Okay, and
he's really sweet.
He is really sweet, but I also felt like she pressured him into committing too soon.
Yeah, but he's a grown man. He can do what he wants, and I might get a little heat for this, but I also feel like he is, like, the nerd that got the hot girl, so, you know what I mean? Like, when you get a hot girl, you're just like, I'm gonna go with it. Yeah. Like, most nerds that get the hot girl, that's the first girl they marry, because it's the first hot girl, you know what I mean?
Not only nerd that gets the hot girl going off that, it's, as she said, I've always been around affluent, you know, guys that I've dated or grew up with. He was not that. So he's got two reasons to be like, not only do I get the hot girl, but I get somebody at a higher tier than, you know, what I, you know, if
actually,
that makes sense.
I did actually like when she said that, though, because it was, it's a good perspective of, like, she actually appreciates what he does for a living and that he had to build his way up to who he is. So I was like, oh, that's
nice. I like Scott. I think Scott's, I think Scott's cute, too.
Yeah, I think he's nice. I just, I can't with her over.
I can't say that I think he's cute. I can't get behind that one.
I mean, like, for nice Kinsley guy, in, like, the nerdy kind of way. Like, I'm not going to go
I think they're cute together. They're very cute together.
Yeah, they're cute together. Yeah. I just think Tinsley's, like, she is just a little dingy. I don't think she's a bad person. Maybe she's dingy.
She's just too dingy.
It was mentioned, because sometimes I think we get, we judge them very difficult. Not difficult, but just fair. And they're all New Yorkers. Someone had brought to our attention that she is a Southerner, so maybe that has a little bit different.
Well, when you corner her, it comes out, though. You know, close your legs. When she said that thing to Sonya, she's like, shut your mouth and shut your legs. I was like, I like that. So we move on. And Bethany has a line of jeans at Kohl's. That's what
that
we know.
Very,
like, that's
soft
money,
and comfortable.
Man.
Yes.
A line at Kohl's is just like...
And she sold the heck out of them, too. Like, having her backstory of, you know, I used to be that Jordache girl, and you could just see it. And, of course, they showed a photo.
Her butt was big back then. I'm like, girl, where's that meat now? I've seen Bethany in person, and she's super skinny. She's very bony.
Tiny.
She's very tiny.
Skinny girl.
She's a skinny girl. But I like the big booty in that Jordache, like,
in the
picture.
Jordache jeans.
Yeah, she just looked a little thicker. I don't know. I'm a thick guy. I like thickness, so.
I'm with you.
Yeah, so Bethany wants Dorinda to come to Puerto Rico because she's the only one that was really asking about it in a genuine way. And asking Bethany, like, you were there. Like, by the way, how are you? Like, seeing people suffer like that. I love Dorinda. Like, people give her a lot of flack, but there is a person in there, and a real person. You know, she's the one that's going to say, I made it nice for you, rich biatches don't appreciate anything. So I like that aspect of Dorinda. So I like that she was the one asking Bethany about this.
I like that. Super important. Yeah, I like that Bethany chose her to go on the trip, but I also didn't really know if I liked the dig about Tinsley and Carol being, like, all makeup and, like, not willing to get dirty. Just because wasn't Carol, like, a world news reporter? Like, didn't she go to, like, rural areas and report?
She's throwing digs because she's mad at Carol.
Yeah.
And so I was going to say, too, that I think the reason she... I don't want to say she overcompensated because that's not necessarily what she did, but she gave all these reasonings why Dorinda's the perfect person was because the natural inclination would be, oh, take Carol because she is.
She's dealt with a lot
done
of that
with that
stuff and reported it.
But because there is a rockiness that is going on, it was like, oh, let me say this about Dorinda. And Dorinda asked me, and Dorinda, like, you're kind of validating it. Meanwhile, in my head, I said, oh, the poor assistant, she never gets to go. I'm sure the assistant has no problem with makeup or anything.
Oh, my God.
You know?
All those girls
she's,
that work
she's
for Bethany.
She's like, you want me to call Dorinda?
I thought she'd be a fun boss to work for.
They were hiring. Remember it was on page 6, Wendy Williams announced
Bethany
it? Do you know I applied?
You did? You applied
to work
for Bethany?
I'd work for Bethany in a minute, yeah.
No, I would definitely work for Bethany.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hello.
I'd work for Bethany in L.A.
But I wouldn't think it's like a walk in the park.
Wait. You'd work for Bethany only if it was
I'll
in L.A.?
I'll work remotely. I don't know if I can move to New York.
That's all of it, to be in New York, to be around Bethany. Like, that's. I mean, it's not a dream job of mine, but one of... I would do it for sure.
I love New York. I can go there. I go there twice a year for long periods of time. For jobs and everything. And I stay in a very, very nice apartment that's not... touristy at all. It, like, feels like a very... I pretend I'm Carrie Bradshaw for, like, those couple weeks.
Yeah, and that's
and
fun.
I love New York, but I don't want to do that 24/7. I love my space. I'm very spoiled here in Los Angeles. I love my car.
I love my car too.
Sorry.
Oh my God, I don't agree with any of that.
But I love New York. Like, I'm down in the subway, like, you know, I'm partying and
I like watching it on TV.
I love New York, but not anyways, all
I don't
want to
do the traffic. I don't want to do the traffic argument again. I just don't know how LA folks, and I grew up in California, like this traffic, because this thing is enough to
ruin. When did you hear us say we like
traffic? You just said you liked your car.
I love my car. It doesn't. I hate traffic, though.
I'll take winter colds, which is bad, and the rats that you see over. Our systems detect that a host. Oh, come on. It was New York conversation.
I knew Bree was going to do that. I felt it coming.
Yeah, but Bree knows we're still talking about New York at the essence, and she was just there, so don't tell me nothing.
Ramona kicks off the Christmas party, and she starts this party off with some digs, because it's just Ramona.
Oh, can I go to a dig early on? How about when she's testing the kale pesto, and she says, oh, is it too much garlic or not enough? It's like very nothing was good for her. Like,
yeah,
just
she
was just giving off way too much info.
How do you go to a display table and say, is it too much or not enough? So basically what you're saying is it's not going to be tolerable for Ramona. Whatever.
And I've never worked in retail, but she walked in like very like, hi, but don't really speak to me.
That's
but
how
speak
she
to
is
me because I really need a lot of help.
With the help, that's how she is.
Oh, I that, let's like, not talk about it. Like Luann said, she's a horrible person. all right, so yeah, she starts off the party with the dig by saying that everything has to be a charity event. Really?
Yeah, that was a little low.
Come on. Like, that how are you going to throw low. A dig at Puerto charity. Rico? Like, really?
That was low.
Come on,
I
Ramona.
I didn't like that.
You know, I usually can, like, be behind your crazy behavior sometimes, but honestly, like, this entire episode really pissed me off with Ramona, just because if you really look at her behavior, everything was so symbolically surface about her. Everybody that walked up, oh my God, look at your gray. You can match my apartment. Like, yeah. Look at you in gray.
It's all about her, yeah.
Oh my God, look, you match my purse.
Yeah. Like, that's true. You know,
why can't you just be like, hi, I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah, how are
How are you?
Yeah.
Missy.
It's just all, Missy. Like, you have no respect for Luann. You've been on a show with her for how long? Like, you're not, these people aren't just your friends. Like, we know that they're your friends, but they're also your colleagues, people that you work with. You know Luann went through a lot. She suffered a lot, as Luann put it. But honestly, why would you invite Missy? Nobody wants to see her. Do you want to see her?
Yeah, because it's drama.
You know what? I personally don't want to see it because there's some justice for Lou. We want some justice. I love Lou. Lou's my favorite. I want some loyalty. Even prison bays have loyal bitches.
I still don't get why she said that.
Because she's Sonia Morgan.
But I mean, Luann didn't really seem fazed by it. So
yeah, but it was complicated. And it was challenging.
Luann puts on a brave face.
Luann
that's why.
Luann handled it really well. And Missy brought her a man.
She always handles it well,
that was good. But can we go back to the issue at hand? It's like, okay, fine. Like, let's say that is who you have to invite. Missy, but why can't you just do it cool? That over, you know, jumping into her arms, that was the thing that made it really like
or
uncomfortable.
Even give Luann the heads up, like, oh, by
thank
the way,
you.
Another good
thank
one,
Missy's gonna be here.
It's
like,
called being a decent, head. Yeah, like just being decent,
yeah,
and then just by being super defensive, oh, if there's like 60 people, it's fine. Yeah. She's like, there's 10 people or less, I'm not gonna invite
and
Missy.
And I'm sure she, if the roles were reversed, she wouldn't appreciate it either. So.
And when we actually got to Missy, she was so fake.
Yeah. The, oh, I like your hair.
Did you darken it?
Is it darker?
Oh, God, Tom, you're gross. Let's talk about Lou and Carol's meeting, because I was really hungry for the finger sandwiches.
I'm always hungry.
So and yeah, once again, the outfits came into play. What was Lou wearing? Chinese dress? You're having tea, but you're
matched,
having like British tea with cucumber sandwiches.
The wallpaper or something.
Oh, that was funny. And she was late and she called the driver the driver.
The
she was
driver.
She was
she
levels
called the
of
driver,
tacky.
The driver.
But like, my favorite quote of that whole thing, of course, probably you guys is too, is you could take the countess out of the girl, but you can't take the girl
out of the countess. Yeah,
I wanted to watch that five times. Like, I need a meme of that.
Carol was just bringing it tonight,
she
you know?
Was.
And she was saying it to her face. She was like, good, now there's no dark, ominous presence.
I do like that she addressed her, whatever their issue was, is. Or
and Lou's kind of like, I'll go with it, but still throwing jabs.
Yeah.
I feel like the jabs are never going to end. They're on their show. You know what I mean? They're housewives. the jabs are always going to be there. But like each other. Have yeah. some.
I mean, especially because they don't have any reason not to.
Yeah, it's they like, both agree. Yeah. They just went down a bad path for no reason. Yeah.
I mean, most of it started through Adam. But the weird thing is that Carol addresses what it is. Mm-hmm. But Lou just kind of says stuff like, oh, well, big deal. I think it was cute. It's like, okay, even if you think it's cute, you're not listening to Carol.
You're
saying,
not taking her.
So you can't exactly. use your visual on how you would react to something and just push it on to somebody.
Yeah,
and Lou's just bringing up the exactly suffering, like, I didn't get a text. I didn't get a text. Like,
and bringing that up. And I think
shoot me a text.
Yeah.
Me and Adam broke up.
I think
I don't got
totally...
that skinny, long... Oh, maybe I do.
Adam's cute.
I think Adam, I mean, Adam is, yeah, he's attractive.
He's
I think.
Cute.
Since when did we start rating men so much on this?
Are you serious?
Hey. I'll go Adam over Scott for sure.
Okay. Adam oh my God. Yeah. Yes.
And he cooks. Yes, please.
Yeah, he could do you and cook you something afterwards, except it's going to be like a salad or something. So I'm going to have to like Uber Eats afterwards and be like, look, that was really good vegan carrots. But I like your carrot batter. Let's order a burger. From In-N-Out.
Love it.
Or Shake Shack, because we're
in New York.
Yeah. All right. So, let's Sonia and Ramona. Obviously, this is the pinnacle of the whole episode. After this, we're going to talk about some other good stuff that we have coming up for you that we teased earlier. But let's just get this out of the way. The weird, just weird interaction. Lou basically set it up.
Horribly.
Lit the match and walked away. She's like, I'm going to give you guys your time. And it was totally just really bad acting.
I liked the first 5 minutes of them just standing next to each other.
Oh,
not
awkward.
Laughing.
Yeah.
Being weirdly. So weird.
But yeah. No. Are we not grown women here? Like, is that God. We're not doing that?
I will say that Sonia brought the heat, though. In comparison to Ramona, Sonia, I would say she won in that entire exchange.
I can't
she actually
like
communicated. Go ahead.
She did. I'm sorry. But I just feel like Ramona doesn't care.
She doesn't.
So that's, like,
that could be
so
true.
So she kind of like let her get the
win.
Well,
and that's been proven. I mean, she just had one party that had nothing to do with the guests.
Yeah.
And it isn't even but 2 weeks later or something, and she's already having another soiree.
Yeah.
So it's like constantly Ramona's just finding reasons to live a Ramona life mm-hmm. based on everyone else's stuff. So,
yeah.
But I was just saying, like, this was the first time Sonia actually said, these are some of the nuggets. But, yeah, Ramona was not trying to hear that.
Yeah. And she also still kind of alluded to the fact that Sonia probably did have an affair with her ex-husband.
Absolutely.
Which I love.
which I love.
I mean, yeah, it's just
You're a good reality TV viewer.
She just doesn't stop.
But like to say, you know, Sonia told me things out of confidence, so I can't, like, I don't want to say anything.
So by not saying it, you just said it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, thank you. I don't know.
And she did it like 5 times. It wasn't even like one time, like, you know what, can you blame me? I'm, like, drinking, and there's cameras, and I'm sorry if I said, but at least I, like, meant it didn't happen, but she just kept saying it. She just told me things in confidence.
And she has no apology.
I'm like, you're completely ridiculous.
The fact that someone tells you something in confidence, you shouldn't repeat the fact that someone told you something in confidence.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah, you just alluded to the entire situation, and she said, don't take sides by saying apologizing, and said, I didn't want to take sides. But you did take sides when you said you apologize. Like,
I do think, though, in Ramona's defense, Sonia could have not apologized, but had said something to kind of
something real
ease Dorinda down instead of still being combative with the thing.
Or
know?
Even with Sonia right there in the moment to like simmer that down.
Yeah.
You're all about, oh, I want to put a lid on it. Why don't you put a lid on it tonight instead
walk
of walking away?
Yeah.
She is such a bitch. I'm sorry, guys, but Ramona... I'm really pissed off with her.
I actually love Ramona.
No, I love Ramona. I love the drama, but
I do
I'm
like her
sorry.
Normally.
She's like really
this
hurting Sonia for
L
no
for
reason.
Her, yeah.
Really?
This was a complete L, yeah.
Why is she being such a biatch to Sonia?
I just don't think she cares.
She just like, doesn't care about Sonia anymore.
But if things remotly
I don't know
the
her
same.
Anymore. I don't know her anymore. I'm just not close. I'm closer to Carol.
Yeah.
You don't hear me. You don't hear me. You don't hear me. You don't hear me. You're insane.
Yeah,
and you're like a pit bull. And I love that Sonia went down to that level as well.
I guess she was acting out.
if Ramona had any of those things come at her, it'd be a whole different story. So I don't understand why she can't process it when it is her actions to somebody else.
I mean, that's just how all the women are.
My
though.
Favorite part of the entire thing was Sonia talking to those two
I was hoping you were
jewelry people. Like, what was... I felt so bad. It was so awkward. And they were just like, yeah.
I was hoping that was like an edit, though. I was hoping it was just a bad edit or, you know, the God, that was hard to watch.
And everybody was watching the fight. And then, like, she walked away and Ramona, like, walked away and then looked at her like she wasn't part of the scene anymore. Like, you're not blending in with the crowd. Like, we
know. She did do that.
She tried to, like, blend in.
She went to go run with Luann.
With Ramona.
And Dorinda.
And she said, did you see what just happened over there? Yeah, we saw you, girl.
Let's get into some news and gossip.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
You guys, we have some news. Before we get into the photos, to give Bree some time to pull those up, I want to talk about what I'm doing on Saturday night. I'm going to Luann's cabaret show.
Yeah, he's performing.
No, I'm not performing. I'm going to get up on stage like Sonya did, and I'm going to take off my dress and show everybody my hoo-ha.
Yes.
Hopefully I'll get famous. I'm just kidding. No, I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to go with Grant from It's Grant's Rant, AfterBuzz alum. Yeah, so shout out to Grant. We're going to see Luann's show, and it's going to be fantastic. And I'm going to corner her and go, you're coming to the AfterBuzz TV clubhouse. So make sure to tweet her and really help us out with that, guys. Yeah. Let's talk
That's
about the girls.
Be a good show. Yeah, really good.
It's going to be great. I can't wait to see Luann in Hollywood live. So our news and gossip tonight, the girls are in Dubai.
Yes.
We have this little picture right here of the girls, Dorinda, Carol, and Tinsley. This is a blurry photo because it's a boomerang. They're spinning walking into the club,
having
so
fun.
They're obviously having a good time. It seems like the season is wrapped, so this might just be a real friend trip.
A real friend trip.
Bethany,
I think that's cool.
What do you think about Carol and Tinsley being real friends? Ooh.
Ooh!
And Dorinda's having a good time by herself. The next photo proves that. She is living it up, whether you like it or not, dirty martini or not, slurring it or not. Yeah, she's there, and it seems like they're at the biggest and tallest building in all of Dubai. It seems like that's where they're staying also. I don't want to butcher the name, but you can read it up top. And let's go to the next photo, which proves that Tinsley and Scott, they're still talking.
They're still together.
They're still together. They're in front of that building that I'm talking about. That's the biggest building in Dubai. Obviously there's like a little love thing going on there. There's some red background there. I feel like it signifies like a big heart.
But is he the boyfriend? That's what we want to know.
I don't know.
She wants to know.
We want to know. Get him out of the friend zone.
He's the boyfriend. You don't go to Dubai with someone.
Yeah, they're dating. They're together. Hopefully they're like really connecting and there's a real connection there.
Hopefully she moves to Chicago and then doesn't come back next season. No. I'm totally kidding. I try with
that
the southern.
That was not me.
No, you're not.
I said I try with the southernness of it all, but the spoiledness of it, I can't. Where? That would be fun for her. If she's crying because of room service, surely Nene's going to give her a situation.
Tinsley would, that little soundbite would come up again. She would be running to the airport. She could not handle
She's
girls.
So meek, yet so pretty. She's very pretty. She's gorgeous.
Well, we saw the trailer for next episode, so let's get into some predictions and talk about what we're going to see.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Chels?
I don't know if I necessarily have a prediction, but I am looking forward to the Dorinda Bethany trip and all the alcoholic things going on there.
Predict what's going to come out of that. Do you think Dorinda is going to fight or flight?
Flight.
I don't think she's going to take what Bethany has to say truly to heart. I think she's going to see it as like a judgmental thing as opposed to a caring support system type thing.
Oh, with the drunk part?
Yeah.
Well, because it seems like they actually go on the trip.
They go on the trip.
And Dorinda gets drunk at the dinner table.
And it looks like in Miami. And it seems like Bethany's like, okay, well, you're not going to Puerto Rico. Like, that's what I gathered from the preview.
Which is kind of shitty to be like powerful and dangling stuff. Like,
yeah. And I mean,
you're disinvited.
You know, Bethany did that with Mexico last year with Ramona and everything like that.
And Ramona behaved so well.
And not bringing her
though
to the tequila thing. Yeah. So it's. I love that episode.
Ramona trying so hard to behave. Yeah. Bethany, this is great. Thank you. In the helicopter.
She's like a child.
Thank you so much, Bethany. Thanks for letting me come.
But, like, that's what it seems like she's going to try to do with Dorinda. So, like, I don't know.
Dorinda cracks me up in that situation because it's going to be a tough one because if Bethany, I don't know which one of you said it earlier, Bethany hits below the belt, kind of. Mm-hmm. That's going to really throw Dorinda off because one thing I see with Dorinda, she's so good with all the other women. She always holds her ground. The time she's went up against Bethany, she has folded. It's not even the same girl.
It's because Bethany is... She is sharp.
She is very sharp.
But you know what I'm saying? Dorinda's had times where she, like, buckled.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering, this is going to be weird because if she's buckling while she's dealing with a mirror moment where, oh, damn, I do have an alcoholic issue, it might be kind of tough for Dorinda. Well, I don't know how she'll recoup.
Remember in the beginning when Dorinda and Bethany first started becoming friends? Like, Dorinda was, like, overly excited to make Bethany a friend. She's like, I have Bethany coming to my house. Like... If you kind of, like, remember back, there's, like, a certain kind of... There's, like, a level there, you know?
That people see her and just, like, respect her. And respect what she's done and respect what she's built. And kind of, and you just want to be around that. So I think that's why...
She's just another person.
People, like, buckle or not as, like,
you know... I could be the richest guy in the world and you could just be like, hey, I'm still sitting next to you at this table and...
But she doesn't give off that aura, you know?
Wait, she doesn't give off what aura?
Bethany. That friendly, like, you could chill,
you tell me... Oh, no,
she
doesn't.
She doesn't give that off.
She doesn't.
And so I think that's why
people... It's very cold and stern.
She also wants you to earn it a little bit, too.
Yeah.
I have no problem with people giving... Like, I don't need people to openly give the fake cutesy gestures. If I have to, like... speak with you and we grow together, mm-hmm. I'm fine with that. But a lot of people aren't.
You have to be guarded, too, especially when you're someone like Bethany.
Yeah,
you're just going to be that open and people are going to, like, rip at it. And the thing what you said about Dorinda being friendly at the very beginning, I just also think another part of it is just she saw all the other victims of Bethany. And I think a lot of them... I see it because they argue around Bethany sometimes. Sometimes, like, if someone's getting attacked, they'll, like, jump on the Bethany side just to, like, really earn their points.
Bethany can be wrong, though. Bethany can be wrong.
Yeah.
Bethany had a beautiful heart in this episode, which I love, too.
No, she really totally. Did. Like, I love the Sonya and Bethany thing.
we're doing it, too.
Yeah. Obviously, it was a good episode, and we really like where the girls are heading. That is pretty much it for our Thursday Night After Show. We'll be back next Thursday. We'll be talking about the ladies, and we'll be getting into it, and we'll be giving you some more Twitter interactions, some more shout-outs. Give us a thumbs up, subscribe.
Here's a quick group of shout-outs.
Yeah, we want to shout you guys out in the chat room as well. Ronnie?
Real quickly, Charlie in charge, Tabitha Roadhouse, hey. Laura McKinney, Veronica Tu, Spencer Whitelow, Michael Ricciardi, What FC? I wonder what that means. What the... Anyway. And Cindy Williams, who always watches the show, says last week she didn't think Sonya deserved all of the attack back in the Hamptons.
Yes. There's also another girl with glasses.
Tabitha.
No, I love Tabitha. There's another girl. Oh, I will find you and I will shout you out next episode because you always write super nice comments and we love you. Anyways, I am Lee Castillo. I'm your host for... The Real Housewives of New York City After Show for AfterBuzz TV. You can follow me on all social media platforms at HollywoodLand.
Yeah, very good. Ronnie Jr., social media is going to be at RandomlyRJ. Thank you for watching.
Hey guys, Chelsea Sark Jones. You can catch everything that I'm doing online at ChelseaSarkJones.com and I'm on Instagram at C_S Jones.
Bye, AfterBuzzers.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.